We begin the current daf Masechtas Chagiga daf Yud Zayin. We begin Omen Alpha. We begin Tes Masta. We begin with the Gemara. Vashi Yama. He says, "I feel like Tamed Stad Mutar." You could even say that it could be that the sides are going to be mutter of the animal. Now Taisa points out the Chuyi Ba'Alma. This is just a way of rejecting the Raya, but it's not really that's what he holds, because the Tasvili Ravashi himself is quoted as Beperik Bas the Shabbos, the last Perik of Shabbos of Kofnein Manal. The Ravashi says Hashtar Min Stad Nasurin, that now that we do say that the sides are forbidden, obviously he holds that they are forbidden. And rather, Hachim, this is what he's saying in our Gemara, the Mahalak Mashman, but from here you cannot bring a Raya, because technically you can answer even if it's Stad Amatar. Then the next Tazmat, the Gemara B'Shamir, they say Mevin Shlam, that you could bring a Shlamim on Yom Tov. Now, the Bay of Perg Bay is in the Nafi Tesman of Mesanya. We learned this Machlaikis, and Bahasim Iker, and that's actually the primary place. Bahacha Agav Gurar in this, but here was just secondarily mentioned where Shemaya Bechagiga, because since we mentioned the Chagiga, and that's the title of this Mesef, so we mentioned this Machlaikis, we're going to want you to bring on Yom Tov, but not. Chemash Mesotu, it sounds like that there is the primary, because Shemaya Chasim Tvei Labarsh, because there they're more lengthy to explain the source of the Machlaikis. And Miesh Lachichmina, and you can prove from there, the Bay of Mesanya, Mekbe Mechotin, that obviously Mesachtas Bayam, before Masechtas Chagiga, and that's why Ravashi, who organized the Talmud, didn't explain our Mishnah, because we explained it in Masechtas Bei, which is before Masechtas Chagiga. The next day is Masechtas beginning with the Gemara Yom Tov Yach Shaloi. Its day of slaughtering is Achar Shabbos, is on Sunday. Now, Tais bothered by a question. He says, "Now, Avgav Lechaz Berishin, even though that means technically that you weren't fit to bring it on the first day, still Ma'aseh L'Basheni, you could bring it on the second day, which is on Sunday." Even if you say, like the one who says that everything has to be made up on the first day and you have to be row on the first day, here you weren't row. So Tais said, yeah, Kivin Shein HaKavli Rak B'Tfilah Yom, since what was holding him back was only because of the day, not because of the person, can you pronounce it like we explained in the beginning of the Masechta Beis, Chazim Yekarin, but we do consider him as eligible. It was just a technical of the day that he couldn't bring it, and therefore you could still do Tashlum. See, next Tais Mazda B'Gimel Zegmo Yom Tevayach, the day of the slaughtering is Achar HaShabbos, is after Shabbos on Sunday. And Penish Rashi explains, what are we going on? Kabbonis Riyya Vichagiga. The Oilus Riyya Neshama Chagiga, Shein Kareben, there cannot be sacrificed Leb Yom Tov Leb Shabbos. That's the words of Rashi, not on Yom Tov and not on Shabbos. So therefore, the Yom Tov is on Sunday. You can't say that because the Chagiga, my loy. Why would you say the Chagiga cannot be brought on Yom Tov? What do you mean? Am I Shnom Mishlam Leb Shabbos? We just said in the Mishnah, Mishnah may permit a Shlamim on Yom Tov. A Chagiga is a Shama Chagiga. Now, Umiu, however, Yishami Maisi, Yishami brings that Amruluhem LeBeisil, that Yishami said to Beisil, who said you're allowed to, they said, Nedor Nedobas Yichichu, that vows and donations will prove, Shumtarn Lehed Yibasum LeGvaya, that it's permitted for a regular person and it's forbidden for Hashem. So too, I'll tell you on Yom Tov that you're permitted to do things that are necessary for Tzarech HaChil of a person, but you would not be able to bring a carbon to Hashem. So Amalim Beisil said to Bishamim Ma'al, Adon Davis, what do you bring from Adon Davis Shein Gevul Mizman? It doesn't have a set time. Tema Chagiga Shemang Gevul, what do you say about Chagiga? It has a set time. You could bring that in Yom Tov. Amalim Bishamim said to them, Chagiga Namayin Zman Gevul. It's not true. Chagiga does not have a set time. Shem Lechag Berishin, because if you don't bring it in the first day, Chagiga will bring the whole Yom Tov. But Amalim Beisil said to them, Kibin Shem Lechag Beregel and Yechol Lechag Achar Regel. Since if you didn't bring it on the Yom Tov, you can't bring it after the Yom Tov. Hayin Zman Gevul, that's also considered as a set time. So it's telling you, Mashman sounds like the Af Bechagiga Pliki Kitbrish, it sounds like the Der Machlekes was also regarding the Chagiga that we see, the according to Bishama, you cannot bring it on Yom Tov, even it by the Chagiga, like the way Rashi said. Kinmek says, Mazda, beginning with the Gemara, Inkoim is Labish Bekalim. A Kayin should not be wearing his garments. Now, Perish Rashi explains, what's that going on? Bekalim Lom Shlim, it's just his beautiful clothing. We're talking about in this house, in the marketplace, not when he's doing the avodah. But let me make the kohen. We're not talking about regarding the kohanic garments. And the shleis not based on yom tevayach. Rather, he should not just not make himself beautiful on the day of the slaughtering. Shevin hakosh and yom tev. Everyone should understand it's not yom tev. Says Teresa, of course, now this is difficult to my teacher. Chada first of all, the lishon l'mashon. The wording doesn't sound like this. Kadavla minkah bekelim noin. They should just say in beautiful clothing, not bekelav. Kelav sounds like as if it's his designated garments out of the big dikuna. Oh, more of a Meir Kohen Gadol. Why would we say specifically the Kohen Gadol? Fellow Shara Adam Nami. Any person should not be wearing his Yom Tov garments. Not with the Kohen Gadol. So rather than their life, it appears to my teacher the Beches Begadim Ayri. We're actually talking about yes, the Shmein Begadim of the Kohen Gadol. Why should be Yom Tovim? Because on Yom Tov Hayadogel Kohen Gadol Lava B'Shul Kavayim. Although he could do any day, but the custom was that the Kohen Gadol would do the Avodah on Yom Tov with the Shmein Begadim as a way of dignifying the day of Yom Tov. But that's what it's saying. The day of the slaughtering, loy hayolavishan kedei lavad. He would not put them on to do the avodah. Shlo Yisrael, the yamtiv says, should not appear like it's yamtiv. And yes, it's specifically the kohen gadol, the yamtiv vayach. They don't sure understand. There's not a yamtiv. Berai ledvar b'yishalmi perkin. And proof to his teacher is Yishalmi in the perek. In this chapter, I'm going to be used to Baboyim B'Shem and B'Shem Levi. He said, "B'chol Yoyim, every single day, Kohen Gadol must lavish b'kelim. The Kohen Gadol would wear his garments. He would go and bring the morning tumit. If Yeshem the Dorm and the Davis, Makar B'Yisun. If there was donations and vows, he would bring them. He would go home and eat. Boom, Makar B'Tamash Alev. Then would come back and bring the evening karmat tumit. Rabbi Ukva B'Shem B'Shem Levi. He says, "L'hoi Yosekein. No, he wouldn't do it every single day. B'Shabbos Yom Tov only Shabbos and Yom Tov Kolaymish L'hoi Yudogel. Meaning, it wasn't his custom." And to wear his garments and do that void. Only then on Shabbos Yom do they cover Yom because of dignity to the day. But you're right. Any other time that he wants to, he could, as his heart desires, he always could do that void the first. But on the day of the slaughtering, but according to everyone, he would not wear his garments that should not be recognizable that it's a Yom Tov, which is the purpose to exclude from the tzedukim. So too Shavuos has Tashlumin for its carbon chagiga. Now, the Yerushalmi brings that Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Boin. David meis batzeres. David died on Shavuos. Oy kol Yisrael oynin. All the Jewish people were oyninin, and therefore, because it was the king who died, and therefore they didn't bring their carbonas that day. Rather, bekiru lamacha they brought their carbonas tomorrow. Claim in other words, mahasim mashma. There it sounds like shahayu loy Tashlumin. Meaning the Yerushalmi is trying to say that from there you see that Shavuos can be made up. Because if not, how could they have brought the carbon the next day? But there's a difficulty to Rebbe Chanan. That why do Yerushalmi have to say because they were Ein and therefore they couldn't bring it on the first day of Shavuos? Anyway, they didn't bring it on the first day of Shavuos. That in that year when David Melch passed away, because it was Shabbos. Can Nashma Shabbos perk my mom? It sounds like from the Gemara in Shabbos in Daf Laman Ralf. There was Shabbos in the David. Yes, it was Shavuos, but it was also Shabbos. So that's why, because even if you can bring your Shabbat Chagiga on Yom Tov, you can't bring it on Shabbos. So it's of Hashem HaHasim Les Lehachim, maybe the Yishalmi over there didn't hold like this. Rather, they disagree with this idea that they hold it was on Shavuos, but it was on a weekday and not on Shabbos, and therefore it wasn't because of Shabbos, rather because they were Oinim. So the next test master begins to dig more bizarre kishav. The six things that Shmini Atzeres is different than the rest of Sukkos is in the acronym of the six things of Pezayin Resh Kuf Shin Beis. What does that mean? So Peresh Rashi, Rashi explains that Regel Bifin Yatzmi, what does it mean, the Resh, that it's its own Yom Tov? It means Shesh Lashem Bifin Yatzmi, it's its own name. Vein Mechal Sukkos, not part of Sukkos, called Shmini Atzeres, not Sukkos. And what's Ubracha, what's the base? He berchas amalach, when they would bench the king, they would bless the king. Kedachzim Shmini, it says in the eighth day, Shalachas Amagrem, he sent the people away. And that was the eighth day when they blessed the king. That's Shmini Atzeres. So it says, "V'kasher ben tam." This difficult to Rabbi Natan. So the peg lulbad over the gemara. So kedav mem zayin menav. Alma says, "K'shem shachag toin shir carbon beracha valina." Just like Sukkot requires a song, a carbon, a blessing, and staying overnight. Av Shmini Atzeres toin beracha v'carbon v'shir valina. So Shmini Atzeres requires a beracha, a carbon, and a song, and staying overnight. Now, my lav zman. Now, isn't it telling us that when it says bracha, this is what the Gemara says over there, that means shechianu, and yet you make a shechianu Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara says loin, no, that bracha that it mentioned by Shmini Atzeres, it means bircha samazen utfila. So Tosfos obviously proves from there that you see the bracha is not bircha samach like Rashi said, rather it's mentioning the yom tib in benching and in davening. But more of it says Tosfos lishna denokad bracha b'fnei atzmai that. The wording that we say that it has bracha b'fnei atzmo, it's its own blessing. Mashma sounds like daf b'yam achir. It sounds like the other days had, but it just wasn't its own. But if you're saying it's blessing the king, there was no other time that you blessed the king. Says Tosfos b'hachi yisrael b'yerushalmi. This is how it's brought in the Yerushalmi. Bracha b'fnei atzmo mahi. What's its own bracha? Amalei zman. So it says it refers to shachiyam. Amalei says man kol shev mi'ika. He says, what do you mean? It doesn't make sense that bracha is man. Because Shachiyon didn't have all 7 days, because Shachiyon is only the first day. And the Braisa made it sound like that the Shivas Yimei HaChag require bracha. So, mashma, it sounds like the Berberchas HaMos and Tefillah B'Yilei Meimah. That it means, bracha means that in benching and on davening, after mentioning Shemini Atzeres, they could cause that you do have all the days of Sukkos. Farsh L'Sham,
And the Gemara there explains, Menoya din shu regel. How do we know Shemini says his own Yamtiv? Says the Yerushalmi Daba Kulik said Bayam, because regarding all of the days of Sukkot, it says Uvayam or Davav. That's all connected. But Kan Bayam, here it says Bayam Yishmini without a Vav. The Lama to teach shu regel of Nathma that it's his own Yamtiv. So, but one thing we see is that the bracha does not seem to be like Rashi says the bracha samelach. It says such a little bit of time, but time that bracha means bracha samazna tefillah, like we brought before. It means regarding in benching. And the davening shemaskin hashemini says if you mention shemini says over there, what's called me'inam ayir. The regal. So what's regal? Hainu lina. That's staying overnight. Shetan lina b'yishlam. You have to stay overnight in Yerushalayim. That's what Rabbeinu Tam explains. Rabbeinu Chananel of Rashi explains regal in aves is considered yamtiv of his own regarding the laws of mourning, which is, as we find, the last paragraph, if someone, let's say, became a mourner, Erev Sukkot, with Sukkot, and the Shmini Atzeres, in those 9 days, so they can chaval, it's like 21 days, because you have this, the day before Sukkot is like it's the Shiva period, which is over, the Yom Tov is 7 days, it's 14, and then Shmini Atzeres is his own regel, like another 7 days of 21 days. And actually, Vishneim Yosad Rein Tam B'Marvishloi, both these ideas of Lina and Avelis, Rein Tam put into his piyut that he amended to the Meir of Davening of the night of Shmini Atzeres, which his words are Linas Shleishim Yidachim, the staying overnight, meaning Shmini Atzeres is holy that you have to sleep out overnight in Yerushalayim. That's Linus. Shleishim, which is also Shleishim Yidachim, it overrides the Shleishim period, which, like we said, that's considered its own Yamtiv for the laws of Avelis. Kashavel Minachim, like Monas are consoled. So he mentions Linus and Shleishim Yidachim, which are these two ideas of Shmini Atzeres. Now, so based on this, that Rabbeinu Tam is saying that bracha is brachas hamazon and tefillah, this explains, so why didn't we mention, as Rashi mentioned, his psak kashav, the brachas hamelech? So it's tais, because the brachas hamelech le'boil misne, the blessing of the king was not necessary to mention. Shem denochas hashar yam, because we're going on in contrast to the other days. The other days don't have Berchas HaMelech, only comparing, contrasting, but something that does not apply at all to the other days, we're not mentioning what Shmini Atzeres has over them. And Velina Lebo Yilmissin Ledivir Rashi Berach, now, in contrast, that Rashi and Menachanal did not mention staying overnight, because according to them, Regal does not mean that, because there was obvious, it's no different than all of the Yom Tevim, they didn't have to mention it. Shir, regarding the song of Shmini Atzeres, Pirush Rashi explained Lo Yisparashlei. It wasn't explained to him what exactly is the song of Shmini Atzeres. But Rabbeinu Tam of Rashi explains the Oimer Mizmer Shalei Shalom. You say the full Mizmer, which was split into two halves on the other days of Sukkot, which you say two halves on each day of Sukkot. On Shmini Atzeres was said whole, because the B'shayi Meichag Oimer Hum Vahikin Farash Hasim, which is the acronym for what you say in each day of the song. Shemaskli Yemechad Mizmer, you start one day one Mizmer B'Sam Sheni, and the other day of Chalmoid you finish it. You say the whole thing. But Israel Matzer, Israel found, you say the Perek and Tehillim call the Matzeach al Hashminis, which is the eighth day, Shmini Atzeres. Now, Mi Amiri, but however the Reese says, the Hasan Lai Medabarak Mashaim Pesukat Zimra. There it's not talking about the song that they sang in the Base of English. There it's talking about what they would say in Pesukat Zimra, Kamash Masid, Mizmerim B'Shabbos, like you add on Mizmerim on Shabbos, as it's found in Masech the Seifrim that you say this. But Mikamakam still Mashmashah Yom Rezim Migdash still sounds like, but they said the same thing in the Rezim Migdash, given the Nisak and Leima, since it was instituted to say, we could presume that it was both by Psukkot Zimra, and it was also the song that Levim sang by the Kabbanis of Shmini Atzeres. Next says, Master begin with the Gemara Tafasta, Mur Tafasta. If you grab a little bit, then what you grabbed is grab, which Lafishesh Bachlam Saimon, because including 200 is 100. Mikamakam Cheshmash Yirat Chamiti, so either way, the calculation that's in your hand is true, so therefore you take the what's less, not what's more. Now, those who explain the lamid meruba in kitzva, the reason is because the larger measurement has no end. The lam to chalabas you could always add on, so it's not definitive. Of the mud yeshleib, but the lesser has an end, and therefore you take the lesser, not the more. Which says, well, it's not possible to be the interpretation, because the teres kainim pligit hanoi bahaga bazava. Teres kainim, we have this machlikis regarding the laws of azava, because it says in the pasuk yamim, which miyad yam shnayim, the minimum of days is plural is two. You would think that it would be actually many days. Rabbi Kiva says, no, kosher mashmoy merubim mashmoy mehut, whatever sounds like a lot or sounds like a little. Tefas merubim le'tefas, you don't grab the larger amount, you grab the smaller amount. Amar Bihuda, he says that a different reason why we don't say that yam means a lot and not just two. Of course, shtei midos, if you have two measurements, achas kala v'achas ena kala, one has an end and one does not have an end. You measure with the one that has an end, not the one that does not have an end. Amar Mechemi v'chul, Rabbi Mechemi says his own pshat. Now, lama ba kasev, why is the pasuk coming? Leftayach elinot, to open up or to close? Obviously, the Torah is coming to open up and not to close, meaning to help you understand not what not. So Taisa says, what you see from here is that you can't say tefas mibloi tefasta is like the Yesh Mefarshim because there's no end, because that's the Svar Rabbi Yehuda, who says, emoid midash enekala. Kibu disagrees, and he's saying the lashon of tefasta meruba obviously means something else, which is again like we said, because the Yesh Bachlam Masayim Mona is for the mid mood and not for the mid meruba. Next says about the beginning of the Chagas Sukkos Torah Leinot. Also, the end of Sukkos requires staying out overnight. That's what we compare it to Pesach in that pasuk. Which Tosha says, this is Asik Yerbalizim and Yaakov Remeir, which according to them, yeah, Chag HaMatzis and Chag HaSukkos is extra for this drasha, because the Yilu Tanakam Rebbe Shimon Rebbe Lozim Shimon Perkam Dershana, which those Tanoim say in the first Perkam of Haman Aleph, that this pasuk is not extra because they actually use it for the Lachabat Ta'achar, which you cannot delay your Karbanis, and therefore you need, that's what the pasuk is for. So obviously, you have to learn it out from that you turn in the morning, which is kopin the point. Leave a little bit. The only turn you do in the morning that you leave should only be in the morning. That's where they would know it from. And that's also where they learned it out in Pesachim. The Tzadikim and Beis, the halacha by Pesach Sheni, that you have to sleep out overnight, and that Insrich Akrad doesn't need a distinct pasuk like we're saying over here, and that's where they would know Sukkot from also. But obviously not from this pasuk of Chag HaSukkos, because that they need for the halacha about the acher of how much time is allowed for not delaying one's bring up one's obligated carbon.